sail, all flown on
wind. All right.
Hello.
Personally, I'm Trevor.
And I'm Mario.
And this is M&T's Audio Adventure, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening to us tonight.
And make sure to follow M.T's Audio Adventure and listen to us Thursday nights from 9 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, we had a great show. We'll be here next time. We lost track of time this time. Love you all. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. I can feel your cup. You know my river won't evaporate. This world we still appreciate. You could be my luck. Even in a hurricane of frowns, I know that we'll be safe and sound.
When I get home, I want you.
Hello, I-
you, and you next to me. Hello, I got places to be. Like me next to you, and you next to me. And you next to me, and you next to me. And you next to me. Hello, I got places to be.
In my speed. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Button Pushers. You just got finished with MNT's Audio Adventure. Great show, great people, fun time. Came in, they were playing Fred again, and I was like, keep it bumping. It's so good. And Anderson .Paak featured on that one, if I'm not mistaken, right? So let's keep that vibe going. This is Toki Monsta's new EP. She did a collab with Anderson .Paak as well called On Some. Super good, and I love all three tracks on this EP. I'm going to get set up here, but let's get into it. Oh, and this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, I think. Perfect.
I don't hardly drink too much. I go off and think too much. I'm cool as long as you love. I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, I might pass it right back to you. In my past life, I might have knew you. I get high and baby, you the drug, you the drug, you the drug.
Yeah. And I feel like I hit the progressive. I hate the progressive, I wanna finesse it. You know I spent my whole life searching for heaven. I'm closer than ever, I think I can catch it. I'm feeling like
cause we live in the sky now. I'm feeling like I'm bulletproof. Nobody love you like you know I do. Yeah, I'm feeling like I need you in my life. Damn right, I be picking fights just to get a rise out of you.
And I feel like I hit the progressive. I hit the progressive. I wanna finesse it. You know I spent my whole life searching for heaven. I'm closer than ever. I think I can catch it. I'm feeling like my moment to follow through.
just gotta roll through.
Oh, it's smooth. It's so smooth. Anderson .Paak's got a great voice, and like Tokimonsta's beats recently have just been so fun. Like they're so poppy and like enigmatic. I love it. Enigmatic, is that the right word? And then she has a new album coming out soon, which I believe is called Eternal Reverie. Yes, Eternal Reverie. It's coming out on March 7th. So, okay, not soon. That's like 6 months. Why did I pre-save that, Tokimonsta? You kind of baited me. That's so long. Okay, it's whatever. But I'll wait patiently because the first three tracks that were teased on that little EP, I think it's just called the Onsum single, but is really good. Like, I love them all so much. I've especially loved, there's one called Corazon or Death by Disco Part 2. And it's basically just like a regular disco track, and that's it. And it's just like so good. I love it so much. It's fun to hear that style kind of reproduced on, you know, new equipment and new technology. I'm saying that pretty much every other show, I feel like, at this point. But, you know, there's something about styles of music that will just like live forever and just kind of slowly improve as those, like, you know, studio materials and stuff get better. And I mean, live forever in the terms of like a society's, you know, life will live and die, and then probably music theory will change with that too. But like, you know, I hope you know what I mean. Like Dua Lipa is doing a bunch of music, and like Conan Gray is doing a bunch of music that is very like nostalgic of the 80s era, you know? And like it's still extremely popular today, and very little has changed in term of like writing. It's mostly just like production, equipment, styles, and resources. Which is super cool. I don't know. Just fun to watch music slowly improve over time, I suppose. Now that we are done with, like, you know, playing music that is good for everyone in an open space while the next DJs are rotating out, I'm going to play some really weird stuff now, because that's what we usually do on this show. I've been listening to some Freddie Todd and some Vorso recently, and probably will play some of that on air. It's just really smooth. It's really, like, these people think about music in a way that I think is like, it's very different from other producers or from probably most people, but it's very like structural and very much based on like the shapes and like the sizes and like kind of volumetric properties of like the sounds, instead of like maybe more like oral, like things that you can hear. It's very much based on like what the sound waves look like and making sure that things mesh together well in that sense, and kind of pulling harmonics out of like different shapes and like reshaping things to get sounds that you want, instead of like trying to blend sounds together or something. It's really, I don't know how to describe the like train of thought process, but if you watch like someone who's like a trained musician work with music, they're very much talking about like overtones and chords and harmonies and all kinds of stuff. And like you watch these people produce and they're like, it looked like a triangle and I wanted it to look a little bit more like a square thunderbolt. And you're like, that wasn't science at all. But they definitely have like a really profound grasp on the sounds, because everything just sounds so smooth. And there's lots of things and like patterns happening where like a beat will slowly kind of blend into a melody or something, and you're like, wow, it's like the same rhythm, but like the sounds just totally like blended super smoothly. I don't know, it's really fun to listen to. So I've been jamming to some of that recently. Honestly, why don't I just play some so you get a better idea of what I'm talking about? Here is Day of My Life from Chaos Hotline by Freddie Todd, and I might play some more of I might play Multishine as well. I also really like Hazy, but that is a little bit different. Honestly, you know what? Let's do Hazy first. I think that'll be kind of a smooth transition from what we just played into kind of more the Freddie Todd style. So this is going to be a little bit more trippy, a little bit more dreamy. So I don't know. Sit back, kick back, relax. Let's get into it. This is Hazy by Freddie Todd featuring Yonggi on Chaos Hotline.
Sipping the end away in a brain out of place.
It's very cool music. I love it so much. I was thinking about a better way to describe the different styles of production while that song was playing. And I think the way that I don't know, organized it in my head is that, like, a lot of classically trained musicians will consider a piece and think about different parts that they need to add to it, right? Like, or like, I need to bring a flute section into this, you know, or I need a new melody here, or like, oh, I want a chord progression here. And it's a little bit more like zoomed out, I guess. And this is just so very granular, looking at like the very specific details of the sounds themselves. It's not like, oh, I think this part would sound better with a trumpet. It's like, I think this sound wave would sound better if it was like ducking in volume at the same time as like a different sound wave had its highest point in the like square section of the wave or something, right? And so it's like thinking about all these different like textures and which parts of the literal sound wave sound like what, and how to take those properties and infuse them into other sounds in a way that's like, frequency modulation is basically the like small term version, or like this like overarching term for it. But like, it is really cool to like look into how these artists are like, I don't know really how to get into it without maybe a visual diagram or something, but like, you'll see Freddie Todd or a similar artist doing something like taking a kick drum, which, you know, sounds very like thumpy at first. It's kind of like high pitched, right? And then it goes way down low in pitch. It's like a doom, you know? It has a very initial perk hit, and then it slowly goes off. And what that looks like in a frequency sense is like the highest part of the wave is getting further and further away from each other. And that's what makes it kind of drone out and get a little bit lower in volume, or I'm sorry, in tone. And then the, like, he will organize beats, like percussive hits, to be on the same like spacing as that pattern. So maybe not the same spaces exactly, right? Because like in a kick drum, that is one sound wave, you hear it in an instant, it's like dunk, right? If you wanted a more like beat, you could maybe stretch that out like 100 times, and then you'd get something that's a little bit more like, you know? And it's like a cool way to think about building things, I think. I've been trying to figure out why the way that I view the world is so very different from other people, I think. And one of the things that has really stood out is like the attributes of groups as opposed to the attributes of like singular characters, I guess. And I don't know, I think there's a lot of play with that in music. Like, nowadays, entire songs are being used as samples, like, just playing in the background of another song, or like a, you know, 16 beats of a song will be looped, and that'll be like the entire backbeat of another song, and like using songs as instruments and stuff. And I don't know, I think that style or train of thought is not very common, but like, when you see people just absolutely killing it in the field thinking that way, I don't know, it's really impressive. Maybe I'm just going on, maybe nobody can figure out what the heck this guy's talking about, but I don't know. I think it's interesting when people approach art however they want, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I need to think a little bit harder about what I'm trying to say here, but I think trying to really get involved in what you care about, and like, you know, like, these people are really obsessed with sound waves. Like, they can tell you what something sounds like just by looking at it, which is like not very common. But also, there's tons of, you know, fields like that. Like, I can look at a bunch of code and probably tell you what it's doing within like a couple of minutes. And granted, I'm a little bit of an outlier in that case, I'm learning, but like, there's other outliers in that case too. Like, some people can just look at like a giant like molecule chart and be like, yeah, that's, I don't know, caffeine bonded to alcohol. Don't do that. That's really terrible. Terrible. I don't even know if that's like a chemical possibility, but don't mix them. It's really bad for you. And like, or like, my uncle is someone who can like look at a circuit board and like just tell everything that's going on in it. And like, as a computer scientist, that still fascinates me like crazy. I still have no idea how that works. But like, if you spend enough time with it and get familiar with it, you can see things in new ways and new lights, and hopefully like influence your art with that way. And these are artists that I think are really pushing that, is like Freddie Todd, Vorso, Mr. Bill, Virtual Riot. They're all so obsessed with like what sound looks like and what we can do to the shape of it, and then how that actually translates into something that's listenable as well. Really, really cool. Thanks for letting me go off on a tangent on what I'm thinking about on a day of my life. So on that note, let's listen to Day of My Life by Freddie Todd, again off of Chaos Hotline. And we'll jump to something a little bit more normal, maybe. We'll see. Who knows? We're not really normal on this show. Ah, it started right in the middle, but it's so smooth. Did you hear that? Wow. I would say pay attention to, like, different rhythms in this, transitioning from instrument to instrument, like I was talking about. These blends of sounds are just so smooth in this track. Yeah. the next song. I just like that transition a little bit. It's really smooth, so let that play out. But that one's called Dissonant Dissident. Well, it's kind of hard to say, but I did it. I'm so impressive, I guess. But that one's Day of My Life by Freddie Todd. Really fun. I love that track a lot. I love how smooth the... I don't know what noise it is. I think it's like a guitar or something that just has like a lot of like reverb and delay on it, so it gets really kind of muddy and like ethereal. Not ethereal. I use that word way too much. I need to come up with a better word for it. But it's like, it's very like spacey and open, I guess. And I love that little... Let me see if I can maybe go back to it so I can like not just be talking about it. Let's see. This kind of like chimey thing in the background, we'll go ahead a little bit more to the drops where it's a little bit more pronounced, right here. That little wavy like boom 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 is so good. And that thing, wana-wana, like that's definitely a guitar, I think. It's like some bass guitar and just lots of effects on it or something. Super fun. Love it, love it, love it. Very fun track to just like groove to and slide around, slink your body and arms around. Very, very fun. All right, let's see. I've been checking out, let's see, Irene Lee has a new playlist out. It's called OK And. Don't know what the context is, but... hope she's doing okay. If you don't know, Irene Lee is just some like random person, I think in California, who just started like posting videos on Instagram, like every day or every other day. It's basically like a 1 minute monologue yapping about like, I'm doing this for today and I hope that like you all feel great. And like, I'm trying to keep a healthy perspective on like this thing. And like, basically just talks about like Rosebud Thorn, like plans for the day, what they're gonna do, and like try what healthy perspective they're trying to adopt for that day, but not in like an overwhelmingly like therapeutical shove it down your throat like, oh my god, just choose happiness kind of way, in a way that's like a lot more, I think, accustomed to the younger generation and is a little bit more nihilistic, but like we're making it work. And I've recently found that I really love her taste in music. It's basically all just like boiler room stuff and like all kinds of gritty DJ sets and stuff. I mean, like, obviously listens to other stuff too, but like whatever they're getting into for their EDM, and like I think they DJ and do some stuff too. So I've been finding micro celebrities to stock some playlists on, and this new one has been really great. We'll probably play a couple of tracks from that this show, but the first one I want to play is called Big Talk by Love Leo. I do love Leo. I have Head Over Heels by him as well. Is a really good track. It's really cute. And honestly, it's about like the overwhelming feeling of like wanting to be your best for someone, I guess. And it's a very cute song. And then this one is called Big Talk, and it just came out like this week, I think. A couple of weeks ago, September 20th. And it is so good. Like everything about it just is, it's so goofy and like kind of mean, but in a way that I love. And it's basically about going and talking to people that have nothing really important to say, and how you're very like, feels like, I think many people come out of college and hit like the monotonous stage of life, because they're like, oh my god, I'm not meeting new people, and I'm not surrounded by a bunch of people my age, and like we're not all in the same like context anymore. I'm like at work, but they're all 40, you know, they're so egregiously old. No, I don't think that. I'm just saying, like, those are the, you know, what I've heard. But I will say, like, it definitely does, like, I miss feeling like I can meet a bunch of really weird people really quickly. And I think college was a good source for that. I love, like, hooligans and, like, people who are doing really weird stuff and, like, have different perspectives than the norm, I would say. I'm definitely, like, one of those people. I think people are frequently asking me if I'm, like, inebriated all the time when I'm not, just because I'm, like, really, I don't know, different, I guess. But I like bombastic topics and taboo topics and things that really get you thinking. And I don't really care for menial details that aren't going to impact my life, like, at all. I'm basically talking about small talk here. And small talk can be great with, like, acquaintances and stuff, but it's so annoying when you're, like, trying to, like, meet people and meet cool people, and, like, you just keep running into, like, really I would say, typical people. Nothing wrong with being typical, but some people really want, like, bombastic, crazy stuff. And the line in this track is, I'm talking sex on TV, which is just, like, this, you know, the first time it happened was, like, this crazy phenomenon. Like, I cannot believe that they're getting away with this. And it was talk of the town for the longest time. And no one was talking about, like, their cousin that just had a baby, right? They were talking about, did you just hear about that thing, you know? And I like that vibe. I like the idea of someone kind of always pursuing the, like, no, I want the big news. I want the big stuff. You can skip me with all the boring stuff. We're only here for a little bit. I want cool, fun, interesting, different, spontaneous, wild stuff. And that's what this song reminds me of. Maybe I'm just like, you know, what is it called? Oh my God. I can't think of what it's called, but projecting, that's it. I am a little bit projecting. I want to meet cooler people. I've been meeting some really cool people this year. I'm not trying to say that I haven't met cool people, but I need more people. I need, like, or just cooler things, or, like, more things. There needs to be more happening in my social circle. And I think that means that I need to pick up a hobby myself, probably. Maybe get more into mixing. We'll see. We'll get into it. But, like, I need these conversations. So if you've got fun stuff, stuff that you can't wrap your head around and you want, like, stuff to talk about, hit me up. Let's do some big talk. This is Big Talk by Love Leo. That's such a good start, too. It out while I was off air. It's basically just like I need more intellectual stimulation, is that's what it is. I need the big talk. Even my job isn't giving me big talk right now. It's just been like extremely slow pace and like kind of stagnant, honestly. Like I've been reaching out for like what should I do next, and they haven't really been able to supply me with that much work, which is just like kind of frustrating, but it has given me a lot of time to like look into more music stuff, I guess. So that's fun. It's also my housemate's birthday tomorrow, aka like an hour and 22 minutes from now, and so it gave me some time to prepare for that, which I desperately needed because I'm so bad at keeping up with like that kind of stuff. I'm not a huge fan of my own birthday, which is probably like where some of it comes from, but honestly it's just like I am really bad at I think also Alex doesn't really care about his Alex is my housemate So that's also probably why it hit the back burner. We're just like two dudes, you know. You know how it is. We move in, we put a TV on the floor, you know, crack open some Cokes and say like, hey, you ever hear from your dad? Nah. All right. You? Yeah, a little. Cool. You know how it is. So birthdays were not necessarily like first and foremost. But okay, I'm derailing now. But basically, if you've got big talk, let's big talk. And if you are good at small talk, can you like teach me how to do it? I can keep up with it for like a little bit. But after a minute, I definitely do have to admit that I can't do it anymore. It's so, I don't know. If I ask you about what's going on with, like, your extended family, please tell me. That does mean I'm interested. Otherwise, bro, you're grasping at straws for things that are making your life interesting. I'm sorry. I'm just going to come out and say it. But, like, honestly, I think a lot of times people will ask me, like, what do you get up to or what have you been up to? And when I haven't been up to anything, just own it. Don't say, like, don't reach for, like, okay, this is just a bit at this point. But, like, don't just go out there and be like, oh, my friend took a math test and they did better than they expected. Because, like, what are we supposed to do with that in the conversation? I think that's honestly why I'm bad at small talk, is I don't know how to follow it up. I'm always thinking, like, 10 steps ahead in a conversation. And that's why I like the, like, big ones. And when it comes down to small talk, it's like, oh, great. I'm glad that your dog learned a new trick. That's really cute. Actually, that is great news. That's a terrible thing. Always tell me that. That's a big talk right there. I'm glad that your kid learned a new trick. There we go. That's normal. but like, just don't, I don't, what do I say about that? Like, I don't have a kid, so I can't relate. And it's been a minute since I learned a new trick, so I can't relate. So I don't really know. You know, does anyone else feel me on this? Is small talk boring for anyone else? If not just boring, like mind-numbingly grating, like, okay, whatever. But those kind of acid beats are kind of the ones that are on that Irene Lee OK And playlist. And another one that I really like, and an artist that I discovered from like these playlists, is 2 Hollis. And I'm definitely going to start looking more into 2 Hollis, like his sound design. And like, he's very like Daria core, honestly, which is really interesting because that is like a genre that basically got, you know, spawned by the internet having unlimited access to copyrighted materials. And it's just a bunch of like familiar sounds or songs or samples kind of all in the background in a weird muddle, and lots of effects and things happening all at once. And it's supposed to be very like, you know, stimulating. And I think this track here, if I am remembering it correctly, has, wow, I just choked a little bit, crazy. Has the like firework sound from Minecraft, like the firework sound effect from Minecraft in it. And that is just like such a fun one to throw in there. I had like, people need to toss this in more music. It goes crazy. It's like a shaker and a riser and like like an impact all at the same time. It's so fun. So anyway, this is Too Bad by 2 Hollis, and another one from that kind of like grittier playlist, but this one's maybe a little smoother, I think, especially as it opens up, as the chords open up. But really like this track. Has a little bit of a different outro as it fades into the next song, which I haven't even heard, but that's why like the lyrics and kind of vibe changes a little bit toward the end. And then we'll probably do PSA and get some other stuff going. But here's Too Bad, Too like the number, but spelled out like T-W-O, Bad by 2 Hollis.
I know it makes you mad. We made it all the way, now we gotta turn around again. Best friends, I'm taking all the way, you gon' miss it more than anything.
It's such a fun track. I love the glitchy, like, da 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 da. It's like such a nice, like, rhythm right at the beginning. I kind of messed it up a little bit, but you know what I'm talking about. You probably don't. Go back and listen then. It's recorded. It'll be there for a week. Gonna get the PSA in real quick, but don't forget what that sounded like, because I think we're gonna do one more that sounded like that. But first, born learning, early childhood development, lessons at home. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. I'd argue no learning happens in school whatsoever. Okay, sorry. Sorry. That might be too political. But yeah, I do think that, like, you know, until maybe university. Okay, sorry. Basic skills are learned in school. And then we have a whole bunch of nonsense that is, like, not applicable to modern day life. That basically dronifies everyone into, you know, instruction receiving machines. And then you can decide if you want to keep doing that. You can go to college and start learning about, like, what learning is actually about. And it's really interesting and fun. Okay, that's my two cents on the education system as a whole. Very pro-education, just very anti-education system. I should clarify that. We do need some changes. But that's maybe for a different show, i.e. somebody else's. But I want to play a Frost Children track because, you know, we're in the nitty, the gritty, the, like, Boiler Room set stuff, and Frost Children just dropped an entire EP with Haru Numeri, who they did the collab Deja Boudes with, and this EP is great. I love it. I especially love the first three, Deja Boudes, Burn, and Supernatural. I'm going to play Supernatural right now, but I love the glitch in this track. Like, it's so natural. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like a lot of times when people try to make, like, a glitchy sound, it's a little bit, there's, like, a pattern to it, or you can tell where they, like, copy and pasted some things, and, like, maybe that's just me, but this one feels like they really honestly took, like, you know, like, a Bluetooth connection or something and spaced it out apart and then, like, recorded when the volume was coming in and not, and then, like, just put that in the song. It is, like, such a really natural, Supernatural is the name of the song, but like very natural glitch, if that makes sense. And it's great. I love it. I love it. Love it. Also, just love kind of the two vibes of these songs as well. Too Bad is like about like when you grow a little bit too close to someone and need to like bring it back. It's like always really tough. I think relationships are a lot more permanent than they've ever been, especially with the internet. And like kind of constant awareness that this person still exists is like very more, it's much more present than it ever used to be, right? Like before, you know, constant communication or social media. Once someone like left your life and you like moved away or something, like after a couple of years, they were probably pretty much gone, right? Like, but now they're like people are just around. And so like, you know that going into your relationships, and like, you have to be really careful about building something up, especially like romantically, if you're going to have to scale it back, like, what does that look like? And is it worth it? Is this person, you know, someone you even want to keep that much, or, is someone you want to keep more? And how do you navigate that with the other person, which is the hardest part. And I think like this track is called Too Bad. It's about kind of going too far and needing to step back, but not being on the same page about that kind of thing. And it's a little tough, if you've ever been there. Sorry. But I really like the track. He captures it well, especially a lot of the like just confusion and like what the heck, and like energy in the track. Love it. Love it. And Supernatural is very similar, I think, in terms of vibe. If I remember correctly, honestly, I might be thinking of Burn, but regardless, Supernatural is really great, and that's the one we're going to play on the show tonight. So here it is. Frost Children and Haru Nomuri off of Soul Kiss, Supernatural.
Oh,
That track is good. I love it. I love the glitchy part, like right during that chorus, I think. And also love how it, you know, starts super glitchy like that. It's got that like, you know, I messed that up. It's a lot less, it's a lot more arrhythmic than that, I should say, or less rhythmic. I know I could have gone another way. But, and you know, it starts very glitchy like that. And then as the track ends, it's very patty, very like, you know, spacey, very droney. Very cool. Love it. Love it. Love it. And also, yeah, just love that, like, the concept of that, like, the opening line is, like, you and me, I think it's time you leave, because here's the thing, I need you desperately, and that's just, like, such a, like, I don't know, it's a convoluted space to think about, and, like, the, I think we do need to dial this back, because I'm depending on you too much, or something like that. It seems very similar to the vibes in Too Bad by Two Hollis. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I'm not. Someone else can do a 15-page analysis, 5 pages on the first song, 5 pages on the second, 5 pages on a comparison and a contrast between the two. Anybody else have papers like that growing up? And it was just like impossible to structure your paper that way, because like, why am I writing a paper about two different countries if like I'm not comparing and contrasting them in my head all the time? Okay. Anyway, maybe that was just me. Let's see. We've got not a lot of time left. How long is this track? Pretty much perfectly spaced, so we'll do that to get to, I guess, round the night out. This will be In Whitewash by On Planets. You know, no, I can't do that. We just had like such a good vibe, and now I'm like going to like one of the saddest songs I've been listening to recently. But I recommend it. Check out On Planets. The album is called To Leave and Come Back. That's the one I've been listening to a lot. Gruesome is really good, and I wanted to play In Whitewash at some point, maybe next time, maybe a further time. But it's really good. There's just one line in it that's, out of luck, out of context, I miss your incandescence. And it's just like, I love the out in interplay, because like, out was used as their own words, but in was used as like a prefix. It's like included in the word as well. Very cool. And then also just like, I don't actually, you know, miss that light in my life, but I do when I am out of luck and out of context. Like when I don't know where I'm at and I'm at rock bottom, it's like I do remember what that was like, and that was pretty cool. And that's just like a cool way to frame that sentence. I think people who can like sculpt words and like entire ideas into down to like 4 or 5 words, super cool. Very, very impressive skill. So cool writing. All of On Planet's writing is super dense, I think, and his like flow with lyrics is very interesting too. He doesn't have the normal kind of like, you know, singing or, you know, poetry kind of rhyming on the last word or whatever kind of flow. It's very spoken wordy, I guess. Really interesting. We'll play it at some point, but right now is not the vibe. Right now is the vibe for the new A Trip mixtape, and we're gonna play more of this next week. We might have a guest next week too, someone I've met at multiple concerts. I'm really excited to have them on the show, honestly. Meeting people at concerts is like my favorite thing in the world. But I was listening to this mixtape, and I let my friends know. I was like, oh, I'm listening to this today. Like, what about you guys? And they're like, what are some of your favorites? And I sent a rec, and they reacted so strongly to the rec. So I was like, honestly, that was so good. That was such fun energy. Like, do you want to come on the show sometime? And we could play it, just blast it and like dance. And because I don't think we'll see A Trip anytime soon. So we might do that. But here's a different song from the mixtape. Check it out. It's Tens of Party 2 is the mixtape by A-Trip. Next week, we'll play Done That, which is my favorite. For now, as we fade out, we'll play Friday alone right now, because it is about to be Friday in like an hour, I guess. That's not why. It's just a shorter song, and I only have 2 minutes left. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for hanging out. Love you all as always. Take care and peace.